From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he would welcome another federal government shutdown if Congress cannot agree on stiffer immigration restrictions. Speaking to law enforcement panel at the White House, Mr. Trump argued for a change in the legislation to prevent what he called killers being allowed to enter the country and being able to continue to kill.
We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
Trump's call for a possible government shutdown came as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a short-term spending measure Tuesday night, and Senate leaders were closing in on a larger long-term pact. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that Washington would soon announce new tough sanctions to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear and missile programs.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Speaking in Tokyo on his way to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, Pence promised the United States and its allies, including Japan, would keep maximum pressure on Pyongyang until it takes steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. Pence reiterated Washington's stance that all options are on the table to deal with North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will be part of North Korea's delegation to the South Korean Winter Olympics. Analysts say her inclusion in the Olympic delegation shows North Korea's ambition to use the Olympics to break out from diplomatic isolation by improving relations with the South, which could also be seen as a bridge for approaching the United States. This is VOA News. At least six people are dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan's coastal city of Hualien. Rosanna Philpott has those details.
And as rescue teams continue to scour through rubble, the death toll is expected to climb. Footage from Tuesday night showed people trying to escape leaning buildings, passing children down from balconies as aftershocks shook the city. The country sits between two tectonic plates and is prone to earthquakes. Many here are still scarred by a huge 7.6 magnitude tremor that killed over 2,000 people in 1999.
Reporter Rosanna Philpott. Tuesday, casino mogul Steve Wynn resigned as chairman and CEO of Wynn Resorts amid sexual misconduct allegations. Martin Sechrest has more.
The Las Vegas-based company, in a statement, said Wynn's resignation was effective immediately. In a written statement, Wynn said he had found himself the focus of an avalanche of negative publicity. The billionaire has vehemently denied all allegations. Ahead of the announcement, shares of Wynn Resort's China arm were suspended from trading on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, and gambling regulators in Macau, the world's biggest casino market, said they were concerned about the reports. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Mohamed Nazim, the former Minister of Defense in the Maldives, was moved from house arrest to jail again. Jeff Custer has that story.
Police took Nazim back to jail Tuesday. Last Thursday, a verdict by the Supreme Court called on authorities to free nine prominent political figures, including the ex-minister. Nazim's lawyer had described the move back to jail as taking his client hostage after the Supreme Court had ruled to free him Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The deputy of South African President Jacob Zuma says he anticipates a speedy resolution to his talks with the president about a power transition. Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, who is expected to replace the scandal-tainted Zuma, on Wednesday acknowledged a lot of speculation and anxiety about the status of the president and says South Africa is undergoing a challenging time. The deputy president says he expects that he and Zuma will report to the ruling party and the country in the coming days. Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai is undergoing cancer treatment in a hospital in neighboring South Africa. The 65-year-old leader of the Movement for Democratic Change has been in and out of the hospital since June, when he revealed that he had been diagnosed with colon cancer. A spokesman told reporters Tuesday that Tsvangirai has been hospitalized since January and that he was in critical condition. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.